redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične
vede, komunistične
vede,
redakcija za kulturo, komunistične
vede, komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Na potekajočem festivalu dokumentarnega filma si lahko ogledate dokumentarec z naslovom Citizen 4. Film govori o razkritjih Edwarda Snowdena, ki se v dobro znani zgodbi paranoično bori z nasprotniki. Po svetu se je fenomen Wikileaks razvil v razprave o geopolitičnem nadzoru. Že nekaj let smo tako tudi sami akterji v krogu dajanja in prejemanja informacij, s katerim se je razvila tudi umetnost povzročanja motenj. Pod tem naslovom se bo danes večer odprla razstava v galeriji Škuc, hkrati pa se bo v kinu Šiška začel tudi seminar Networked Disruption – Omrežne motnje. Gre za mednarodno sodelovanje Zavoda Axioma z društvom Drugo more z Reke v sodelovanju s partnerji, ki jih pripravlja kustosinja Tatjana Bazikeli. S kustosinjo smo se pogovarjali o tem, na kakšen način se lahko skozi motnje kaže politična akcija.
This exhibition that I'm curating at the Skuš Gallery here in Ljubljana is referring to the book that I wrote some time ago called Network Disruption, Rethinking Opposition in Art Activism and the Business of Social Networking. And with this idea of network disruption, I'm appropriating a term that actually comes from business and from the business concept of disruption innovation that is associated with Clayton Christensen and the Harvard Business School. And the disruption in this context means to introduce in the market a product that the market doesn't expect. And I am transferring this concept into the artistic and activist field because I think also right now we should be able to appropriate something that comes from financial business. And my idea is that by doing this appropriation, we can speak about practices that are also trying to transform the systems from within. And this idea is also a criticism just of frontal opposition, but refers to the imagination of different practices that are practices related to unpredictability, perturbation, also inner transformation, eruption, process that starts to understand the logic of the systems we want to oppose, and then try to create a transformation that comes from the inside of them.
Pri postavljanju razstave je sodelovala velika mreža ljudi. Tatjana Bazikeli vabi, da pri razstavi aktivno sodelujejo tudi obiskovalci in poskusijo dobiti prvo osebno izkušnjo. V sklopu mrežnih motenj pa bo, kot že omenjeno, danes in jutri potekal tudi seminar. Ponovno Tatjana.
The seminar is bringing together people that have been part of the construction of the exhibition, and is a seminar that will start in half an hour and goes on until tomorrow evening. And the idea is to create a dialogue and also a network disruption among the people that have been part of this movement and are reflecting on these issues. So we start with a reflection on male art and neoism, then we go on also inviting Janez Janša to speak with us, because of course we also want to connect with the Slovenian situation. And tomorrow we will have John Law that comes from California and has been one of the co-founders of Burning Man. And also we will have at the end of the day talk moderated by Vuk Kozic with Annie Machon, that is a whistleblower coming from UK.
Znani pa so že tudi nominiranci za nagrado Slavka Gruma. Letos se je na natečaj v sklopu 45. tedna slovenske drame prijavilo 35 besedil, od katerih so izbrali 5 najboljših. Sem sodijo 7 kuharic, 4 soldati in 3 Sofije Simone Semenič, pesmi živih mrtvecev Matjaža Zupančiča, Tarzan Roka Vilčnika, Delamo na sebi Vedrene Grisogono in 3 ženske Vinka Medrndorferja. Strokovna žirija pa je izpostavila še besedili Varni, Mihe Mazinja in Hlod na avtocesti Ize Strehar. Nagrada bo podeljena na zaključni slovesnosti Tedna slovenske drame 7. aprila. Na podelitev nagrad pa vas danes popoldan in zvečer pod okriljem Radio Študent vabimo tudi v Pritličje. Ob peti popodanski se bo zgodilo premierno poslušanje kompilacije CTRLN, poglavje slovenske elektronike, ob sedmi večerni pa se bo razglasilo še nagrajence letošnjega natečaja Tresk številka 6. Nagrajenci za najpodobo albuma glasbenega dogodka in fotografijo bodo torej imenovani in razstavljeni v družbi nekaterih ostalih najboljših prispelih del. Ob 8. zvečer pa bo sledil DJ program izvajalcev z omenjene kompilacije. Pija, to ni čist res, ne, ampak ok. Sledil bo DJ program Sareš, ŽGP in KKK. Z vami in za vas, vaš Radio Študent, pod kulturne novice, z mojim dodatkom pa se podpisuje Pijan.